teaching students. Natural history has been a rare pleasure. Very few high school teachers can say they've taught natural history because it's not a subject in most high schools.
I'm Megan McCosker, and I live in Bar Harbor, Maine, and I am a teacher with lots of different kinds of experience, but one of the great joys of my life has been being a natural history teacher at Maine Coast Semester at Chewonkee for the last 5 years.
You know, it shouldn't be that you have to go to a special place and pay a lot of money and that those should be the only students in their teenage years who are educated in the natural history and the life histories of the more than human world. We share this planet with an incredible array of wild species, of plants, of fungi. This is the book of life, and I don't understand why it's not an essential part of the curriculum of every student in the world. And I think if it was, we would have a chance of having a better planet and a better future. But as I mentioned, that you have when you study, you know, photosynthesis, cells, you know, all of this is often taught totally devoid and totally apart from actual organisms. In fact, okay, this is a big thought I have. Schools prioritize understanding things like the Krebs cycle, which nobody can see. Sure, it's important, but you're focusing on atoms and cells, and there's almost no attention to organisms and communities and populations and ecosystems. So if I could wave a magic wand, I would upend that.
As a child, I grew up in Rhode Island, and I think for me, I was blessed with having access to the ocean and access to the beach. I was just obsessed, and I remember buying myself at age 11 a Roger Torrey Peterson book about the intertidal zone and being really interested in identifying things. I was particularly entranced by horseshoe crabs, and also my dad would take us snorkeling. And so I had a mask and a snorkel. And I think that was an incredible gift. So I spent a lot of time, as much as possible, snorkeling and looking at things underwater. And also I got really into foraging when I was in high school. So I credit Yule Gibbons for a lot of my early interactions with nature that involved eating.
Yeah, so blue mussels, or did you get more creative?
Well, I come from Rhode Island, and at that time we had a lot of coastal mussels, and my mom was a big, we didn't call that foraging, but we went out and collected mussels. At my uncle's house, we would feel around for quahogs. Yeah. We catch crabs. It was just really normal to gather food, shellfish in that way. But it wasn't, I would say, like, I remember going to a camp when I was really young that involved salt marshes, and I can still smell. And I think I ate, salicornia. And so eating nature has always been really important to me. Later on in high school, I went to Alton Jones, which for people, it doesn't exist anymore, but Alton Jones was run by the University of Rhode Island, and it was a camp focused on environmental education. And it was the first place I hiked, and I was also an assistant. You know, I was about maybe 15 assistant counselor. I originally went to college at McGill University because I wanted to study Russian. And this is something that's really important. I got a C in chemistry in high school and thought that science was not for me. I was out of the game, and I should just go home and not do science because I didn't do well in a chemistry class. And I loved history. But after a year, or during the year at McGill, I realized that, I don't know, it wasn't even a decision, but I saw this catalog in the library for College of the Atlantic, and I needed to get back to the ocean. And I had no idea that I would end up studying whales and seabirds and being really immersed in that world. But
that's certainly that decision to come to COA was incredibly important.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.